Minnie stood in the hallway of the condo, holding a small key. It wasn't a key to the estate or the office. It was the key to a safe deposit box. The master's key, she whispered to Bella. The cat watched from the top of a box. Minnie took a bus to the downtown bank. She felt like a ghost walking through the lobby she used to own. The manager didn't recognize her in the simple linen dress. She was led to the vault in the basement. The air was cool and smelled of old copper. She turned the key and pulled the drawer. Inside was a folder and a velvet box. The folder contained the unfiltered logs of the 95 burial. It was the final piece of the puzzle. Robert had kept it as a kind of insurance. Minnie looked at the names on the list. The mayor. Two senators. The head of the board. They were all there. She closed the folder and felt a deep chill. The fallout was going to be a hurricane. She opened the box and found a gold band. Inside was an engraving, "For the truth, always." Robert had bought it the day he started the radical honesty. He knew he would eventually lose the other jewels. He wanted her to have the one thing that couldn't be sold. Minnie put the ring on her finger. She walked out of the bank with the power to end a dozen careers. She wasn't a billionaire. She was the witness.